Take it or leave it. Time to sharpen your wits with Eversharp. Yes, take it or leave it. Presented by the makers of Eversharp Skyline Pens, Repeater Pencils, Desk Sets, and Eversharp Red Top Lead. Take it or leave it. The most exciting game you ever played. The game that doubles in interest with every question asked. And so, I give you the man with the $64 question, Eversharp's distinguished master of ceremonies. Here he is, Bill Baker. Thank you, Ken Niles, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome again to Take It or Leave It, which goes all the way from California, where everything is sunshine, to New York, where everything is dewy. Now, it was quite a turnout election. I walked up to one fella and said, this is a long line of people for a Hollywood voting booth. He said, Hollywood voting booth, nothing. This line is from a place in Santa Monica that's got coffee. Yes, indeed, times certainly changed. The expression used to be, what's cooking? Now it's what's freezing. But let's get on with Take It or Leave It before they put a ceiling on contestants. I just want to remind our guests this evening that should they win any prizes, they may take cash or war-saving stamps. And here is our first contestant, who is Chief Philip Jacobs of the United States Coast Guard. Good evening, Chief Jacobs. Put your hat down. Welcome to Take It or Leave It. How are you feeling tonight, sir?
Very fine, thank you.
Is this the first time you've ever been on our program?
It is, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you having fun? I mean, do you like appearing on the stage, or is this something old for you? Have you appeared on the stage
Brand
before?
Brand new. First time.
First time?
Yes, sir.
You're not nervous, are you?
Just shaking a little bit.
Shaking a little bit. Are you having a good time in Hollywood?
Having a fine time, sir.
You seen any movie stars?
Saw plenty of them.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Who was your favorite?
Of the girls?
Of the girls. Yeah.
Dorothy L'Amour.
Well, that was the wrong. A man ain't got a friend, I see. Well, you know, I may turn out to be an actor myself. Sam Goldwyn and I were up all last night working on several deals. He snorted me 3 times. What are we talking? Huh?
Must have been Cobbyash.
No, it was Gin Rummy. You heard it, Gin Rummy. Well, what do we talk about tonight, Chief Jacobs? What have you chosen off that board?
Football team.
Football.
Number 6.
Very good. Okay, here we go with football. You're to tell me what college football team is known by each of the following nicknames for $1. Bruins or UCLan?
UCLA.
That's correct. You get a buck. I got to stop making these dollar questions so tough. Think you'd like to try another team?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for $2, what college football squad is known as the Ramblers or Fighting Irish?
Notre Dame.
That is correct. Yes, sir. You get $2. Football was a dangerous game when I used to play it. I had to wear a helmet, head guard, nose guard, rib pads, and all that stuff. I never knew when I might faint and fall off the bench. You have $2. Would you like to try it before?
Yes, sir.
What team is known as Tar Heels?
North Carolina.
Nothing could be finer. Yes, sir. All right, you have $4. Are you bucking the line for the $8 question or sticking with the Tar Heels and $4? You can take it or leave it.
I'll try again.
Try for $8?
That's right.
You know your football, don't you?
Just a little bit, not so much.
Just a little. Okay, for $8, what team is known as Gophers?
Gophers.
No help, please.
Take
your time.
Wait a minute.
I may think you know this one.
Minnesota!
All right, you have $8. You're on the 8-yard line. Will you try a quick run to the $16 mark?
Yes,
sir. Start at 8.
Try
the 16. Here we go. What team is known as the Wolverines?
Wolverines is Wisconsin.
Oh. Take your time now. Wait a minute. Think. Wolverines.
Wait a minute. Wolverines.
Wolverines.
Michigan.
Michigan, yes, sir. Right with Eversharp. Let's take it easy, my friend. Now you have $16. What'll we do? Would you like to take it or try for 32?
One more time.
One more time? What do you think he ought to do, folks? All right, here we go for $32. What team is known as Badgers?
Badgers, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. All right, you have $32. Would you like to take your 32? What do you mean by...
That's a lot of money. I'll go for it.
You'll go to 64.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
All All right, you're on the 10-yard line with 10 seconds to play. You want to try the $64 question. What team is called Panthers?
Panthers?
No help, please.
Panthers. Whoa. Whoa.
Panthers.
See, you got me.
Huh?
I'm afraid you got me. Panthers.
Panthers, yeah. What?
No, no, no.
Don't ever do that. Come on, the Panthers. No help, please. Did you hear that? The lady said Pittsburgh.
No,
I heard it.
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear
it? My word.
Well, I'm going to give you an alternate. Would you like an alternate?
Please,
$64?
Yes, sir. I'll eat coffee and everything else in a minute.
Here we go. What team is known as the Blue Devils?
Blue Devils?
Yeah.
Blue Devils?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Blue Devils. The Blue Devils?
Yeah. The Blue Devils. The Blue Devils. Well, I can't paint pictures for you. I'm sorry.
The Blue Devils?
Yeah. Do you know?
The Coast Guard?
No, I'm sorry. Do you know this one?
The Blue Devils.
Yeah. We have to get on. I'm sorry.
Can't get the Blue Devils.
Don't
wait
know.
A minute. No, wait. Just 1 minute.
All right. I'll wait. Got a cigarette? Oh, I mean...
Yeah, I got a cigarette.
The Blue Devils. Okay. No help from the audience. I'm sorry, sir.
No, I didn't hear him. Yeah. Blue Devils. The Marines.
The Marines, no, I'm sorry. The Blue Devils is Duke University. Better luck next time. Stand by for the jackpot. All right, here we are with our next contestant, who is Miss Eleanor Owen of Los Angeles. Good evening, Miss Owen.
Good evening.
You're a secretary?
Yes, I am.
Are you employed at the moment?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, because I don't like this one, and... Oh, I love her. Tell me, what did you receive as a gift, please?
Never sharp pen.
A never sharp pen.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like it even more when you write with it. Never sharp skyline pens are streamlined for perfect balance and finger-fitting comfort. Now, what do we talk about, Miss Owen?
The orchestra and accordion.
Oh, thank you. That gives me a chance to play. Well, aren't you nice? Cookie Fairchild, the orchestra, and your humble servant are going to play a group of tunes, and each one is about a person. You tell us who that person is. Okay, Cookie? You've got a dollar. Would you like to try for two? This one is on
yes,
me.
Yes, I'll try for two.
You will?
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Dinah.
I didn't hear it. That's all I know. Okay, you've got $2. Now, would you like to try for four?
Yes.
Okay, let's take it, Cookie.
My darling Clementine.
Clementine, yes, there is. What a gal, Clementine. You may have noticed that all the boys in Cookie Fairchild's band carry little suitcases. The union sends them here to convalesce after a hard week's work. Well, that makes $4. How about trying for $8?
I'll try.
This one is on me again. Let me play a couple of bars. Score is $8 now. Is it home sweet home, or would you like to try for 16?
I'll try for 16.
All right, Cookie, that's you. Now, you have 3 by 5 and 1. That's 16. Would you like to try it for 32?
Yes.
All right. This is an oldie, now think. The name is Mandy. It's an old song. Better luck next time. Well, I don't know. I have something to say here. Ken Niles, you look as snug as if you'd answered the $64 question.
And indeed I have, Phil. The $64 Christmas question. You've seen handsome desk sets before, but nothing to compare to the sparkling beauty of the new Eversharp. Cast your eyes on this one. The base made of rare Argentine onyx, perfectly veined, clear down into its crystal heart. And blue-green, which means this is a choice selection. Add to that a streamlined Eversharp Skyline pen in Dubonnet red or jet black, and you have a truly magnificent gift. Yet, now listen carefully. This desk set is priced at only $7.50. Others in a wide selection of styles, on bases of wood, leather, ebony glass, and onyx, are priced at $10, $15, $20, and up. Magic Feed prevents flooding, drying, or clogging, so your Eversharp writes instantly and keeps on writing clear down to the last drop of ink. And service on the pens is guaranteed. Not for years, not for life, but guaranteed forever. Tomorrow, compare. Comparison proves. Give Eversharp, and you give the finest.
Take it or leave it for Eversharp. And here's our next contestant coming up to the microphone, who is Mr. Jack Bennett. Bennett?
No, Benny. Jack Benny.
Jack Benny. Oh. Benny. Jack Benny.
B-E-N-N-Y.
B-E-N-N-Y. Thank you, sir. And where are you from, Mr. Benny?
Well, I'm Waukegan.
Waukegan. That's right near Chicago, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right between Chicago and Milwaukee.
It is. Nice town, is it?
Pardon me?
Nice town?
Well, we're mighty proud of it.
Tell me, Mr. Benny, what business are you in, sir, please?
What business?
Yes.
Well, I'm a musician, a violinist.
Have you an orchestra, Mr. Benny?
An orchestra?
Yes.
Well, not anymore. I used to be in Waukegan. I used to be with Ken Rappaport, Riveting Rhythm Boy.
Well, what category do you think you'd like to talk to me about, Mr. Benny?
Well, I do.
How about that
news-making?
That says no smoking. That's what seems to be the trouble, Mr. Benny?
I have my glasses with me.
Would you mind standing just a little closer to the microphone, please? And you're a bit nervous, aren't you?
Well, I'm not quite used to this thing.
Would you like some coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, have some coffee.
Thank you. I will.
Don't spill it, Mr. Benny. You feel a little better now?
Yes, thank you.
Feel better. Well, that's fine. Just relax, won't you, please, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All
sir.
Right. Now, look, Mr. Benny, as long as you're a musician, maybe you'd like to talk about music.
Yeah, that would be fine.
All right, here we go with musical... You've got me to... with musical history. Now, for the first question, for $1, tell me. Who wrote Mendelssohn's Spring Song?
Well.
Mendelssohn's Spring Song.
Mendelssohn?
That's correct. You get a dollar.
Thank you.
That gives you a dollar. Now, will you try for two?
No, thank you. I'll take the dollar.
Benny, everybody tries for at least the $2 question.
Well, it's all the same to you. I just don't take the dollar and go on.
Oh, come now, Mr. Benny. This next question will be very easy. Take a chance.
Well, I'd rather not, but then if it's easy...
What do you say, Mr. Benny? Come on.
Well, if it's easy, one.
All right, for $2, tell me, who was it who fiddled while Rome burned?
Zero.
That was Nero.
Nero. I know it was Nero.
You had Nero on your mind.
It was King Nero.
It was Emperor Nero.
Oh, Emperor. Give me the $2.
It was Emperor Nero. Don't you want to try for the $4 question?
No, thank you. Just the $2.
But, Mr. Benny, all of these questions are easy. Take a chance on the $4 question, will you?
Well, if they're easy, well.
All right, then. What do you say? For $4?
Yes.
Here we go. For $4, tell me. See if you can tell me the name of two other three very famous violin makers.
Well, there was Stradivarius.
That's good.
And then there's that famous Italian violin maker, Amati.
Very good. You get $4. By the way, Mr. Benny, tell me, what did you receive as a gift tonight?
A pencil.
Can you tell me what kind of a pencil?
A lead pencil.
That is a genuine, ever-sharp repeater pencil.
The man in front of me got a pen.
That's the ever-sharp Skyline pen.
Yeah. And the man in back of me got a pen, too. I got a pencil.
I heard you. I know. Well, would you like to try for the $8?
Pardon?
Would you like to try the $8 question?
The $8 question?
Yes.
Well,
very easy. Want to try?
Well, all right. I'll try.
For $8, tell me, what Russian composer just completed one of the greatest and longest compositions called the Seventh Symphony?
Shostakovich, is it? Or
Shostakovich. Sorry, you get $8. You're doing wonderfully. Tell me, Mr. Benny, have you ever been to this program before?
34 times, and I always got a pencil.
Well, you know, our pencils are guaranteed not for years, not for life, but forever.
Well, how do I know where you'll be 50 years from now?
Well, now, look, would you like to try the $16 question? They're quite easy.
All right, I'll...
Well, for $16, tell me what famous musician was once premier of Poland?
Paderewski.
Right with Evershaw. Well, Mr. Benny, you certainly know a lot about music, don't you?
Pardon?
I say you know a lot about music.
Well, I lived with Ben Burney for five years.
That accounts for it. Now, how would you like to try the $32 question?
No. I think just the second. No, I brought some people with me. I'd have to ask them.
Your family?
No, my lawyer.
Your lawyer?
Three of them here.
Well, what do you think you ought to do? Try for $32?
Well, if it's easy.
All right, here it is. For $32. What famous orchestra conductor appeared in the picture 100 Men and a Girl?
Tchaikovsky.
You have $32.
Yes, sir.
Now then, you see how easy these questions are, Mr. Benny. Wouldn't you like to try it for $64?
No, thank you. No, guess for $32.
That's well, look, 64 is, come on,
try
the $32. Won't you please?
No.
For 64, Abbott?
Well, I don't... Are they easy, the $64?
Well, this one is rather easy.
It is?
Yes.
It is? Well, then I'll... All right, I'll take a chance.
For $64.
I'll take a chance for $64. Remember, I wanted to quit, of course, at $32, but
Well, you do want to try for $64.
I'll try.
All right. Here's the $64 question. Over a period of 75 years, at least 100 great musical composers have attempted to write an ending for Schubert's immortal composition, his Unfinished Symphony. Can you name at least 37 of these composers?
Wait a minute, Baker. I want my $32.
But, Mr. Benny, I can't give you $32. You tried for the
$64
question.
I don't care. You coaxed me into it. I beg to stop after $32.
Now, just a minute.
I can't see my lawyers.
I can't help it, Mr. Benny. You've got to answer the $64 question. Can you name those 37 composers?
I can't even name the Blue Devil. Now, look, I don't want to have anything to
do with this thing?
Now, look, I'm sorry,
don't
Mr. Benny, but you can't have
$32. Stop screaming, Mr. Benny. You've got 34 pence.
Yes, and I'll take those 34 pence. I'll write 34 letters to your sponsor.
All right,
you
I'm sorry,
Mr.
Benny. Get off, will you, please?
This wasn't a meatless day, I'd fight him. If Corporal Leroy Weltman, one of the contestants on last week's program, is listening in, will he please get in touch with me as soon as possible? I have a check for $64 for it. His answer to a question about the official Army magazine was technically wrong, but there is a newspaper called Army Times, and because he was so close to the mark, Eversharp wants him to have the $64. So, if anyone listening in knows Corporal Weltman and his... Where is he? Is he in the audience? This contestant is Private John Bersher of the United States Army. How do you do, Private Bersher?
Oh, pretty good, sir.
You all right?
Yeah, so far.
You all right so far?
Uh-huh.
Are you on furlough?
No.
You're not on furlough. You been to the canteen?
Okay.
The Hollywood canteen?
Once before tonight.
It's quite a place, yeah? Well, you must go there a lot. You're perfectly welcome. Place is open to you fellas. What have you chosen off that board to talk to me?
Number 15.
15 is a man named Lawrence. Okay, here we go. These men all have one thing in common. Their first name is Lawrence. You see if you can identify each one from the following description for $1. This Lawrence is one of the five sons of John D. Rockefeller.
Lawrence
Rockefeller. That's right. You get a buck. Right on the first bounce. Would you like to try for two?
Mm-hmm.
Then see if you can identify this Lawrence. He played Heathcliff in Wuthering Heights. He's married to Vivian Lee.
Lawrence Oliver.
Olivier. Yes, there is. Okay.
There's a guy.
The greatest gift to women since the two-way stretch. You have a steak of $2. Do you want all that meat and four potatoes?
Give me the meat.
Okay, here we go. For $4. This Lawrence is nicknamed Larry. He's a harmonica virtuoso.
Larry Adler.
Yes, sirree. You get $4. All right. We just have a few moments now. You have $4. Would you like to try for eight?
Yes.
Here we go. This Lawrence is a Metropolitan Opera baritone. You've undoubtedly heard him sing Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
Tibet.
Yes, sirree. You get $8. Now you have $8. Would you like to try for 16? What
okay.
do you think? Take your eight.
I'm coming.
For $16,
that's
here
right.
we go. This Lawrence, nicknamed Buster, is a famous swimmer and Tarzan
Buster
player.
Crab.
Crab, that's the boy. All right, that gives you $16. Would you like to try with 32 or take your 16?
Can I get you an outfit, honey?
He wants to know if he can get his honey an outfit.
My wife.
Oh, your wife? Well, wonderful. I'm rooting for you.
All right, let's
but look,
go.
You really want to take this next one? It's a tough one.
Forget about it.
Give the boy $16. Now, wait a minute. Just left for fun, see if you knew the $32 question. This Lawrence was co-author with Maxwell Anderson of What Price Glory? No help. You don't know.
No.
Well, you get $16 and stand by for that one. All right. Our jackpot amounts to $98. Now a word from Ken Niles, then we'll be back with the jackpot question.
Big men who take big things in their stride are naturally attracted to the rugged, sturdy, Eversharp Executive Pen. It is built to husky yet streamlined proportions, with giant satin smooth point that stands the gap, and massive barrel that holds far more ink, perfect for the man who works longer, harder hours. This pen writes more words more smoothly, requires less refilling, and magic feed prevents flooding high in a plane, so on ground level too. Deep pocket clip meets military regulations. Designed to sell at $10, mass production economies permit this pen to be priced at only $8.75. You get the complete set with giant Eversharp repeater pencil to match, with service on both pen and pencil guaranteed, not for years, not for life, but guaranteed forever. Compare. Give Eversharp, and you give the finest.
Thanks, Ken Niles, and now we're ready for the jackpot question. Our jackpot amounts to $98. If more than one person answers correctly, the money will be equally divided among the winners. But if nobody answers correctly, the money will be given to the Army and Navy Relief Society. All right, here's the jackpot question. What lieutenant general led the British 8th Army to victory in Libya? You have 30 seconds to write your answer. Okay, Cookie Fairchild. Jackpot answers. No answer on this one. Incorrect. This one is wrong. Montgomery is correct. Montgomery is correct. Montgomery is right. Montgomery is correct. Montgomery is correct. Montgomery is correct. Congratulations to Lieutenant General Montgomery and congratulations to our jackpot winners. And now a word from Ken Niles.
Service on all Eversharp pens from $5 up and on all Eversharp repeater pencils, regardless of price, is guaranteed forever. Now, this means if your Eversharp should fail to give you satisfactory service at any time, we will put it in good order for a flat charge of 35 cents to cover postage, insurance, and handling, provided all parts, regardless of their condition, are returned. Remember, this service is guaranteed. Not for years, not for life. Guaranteed forever.
Thanks, Ken Niles. Before we sign off, I'd like to inform my listeners that after the program, the time consumed by Jack Benny will be given to another contestant. We hope all of you listening have enjoyed Take It or Leave It as much as Eversharp has enjoyed bringing it to you. We'll meet you all again next week at this same time, so let's make it a date. Meanwhile, don't forget to sharpen your wits with an Eversharp. This is Phil Baker saying goodnight for Eversharp. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.